Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
In the cool night air.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The composer and multi-instrumentalist Jerick Bischoff moves freely between the worlds of indie rock and contemporary classical music. We've heard him with everyone from David Byrne on this song to the Kronos Quartet to Amanda Palmer. Now, when you're named after a science fiction character and spend your childhood on a boat, people shouldn't be surprised when you grow up to be a little unconventional. Still, Jerick's latest project is unusual even by his standards. It's called Cistern because it was inspired by his work in an underground water cistern in Washington State. An empty cistern, I should say, and a place with an unnaturally long reverb, which definitely impacted the music he wrote. Today, he's here with members of the new music group Contemporaneous in our much smaller and less echoey studio. But we'll goose the sound a bit to give it that cistern effect. This first piece is called Cassiopeia. It's Jerick Bischoff live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
The watery ambient music of Jerick Bischoff live here in the studio. That piece is called Cassiopeia, and you'll find a version of that on Jerick Bischoff's latest record called Cistern. You just heard him conducting a string quartet derived from the new music ensemble called Contemporaneous, with Finnegan Shanahan and Josh Henderson on violins, Sarah Haynes the viola, J.Y. Lee playing the cello, and Jerick himself conducting and triggering the laptop. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, great to be here.
So how did you first learn about this cistern? It's in Port Townsend, Washington, right?
That's correct, yeah, on an old army base up there.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about the Deep Listening Band, of course.
That's the composer Pauline Oliveros.
Exactly, yes.
She found this place like 25 years ago and made a record there.
Precisely, yeah. And they recorded there, and then many of my friends had recorded there. I'm originally from Seattle, so yeah, a lot of friends had been there and kept telling me about how amazing it was to make music there. And I just happened to get a residency to finish my last record composed at the Army base where the cistern is. Mm-hmm. And so the residency was for a week and a half or 2 weeks. And so part of that was I'm going to go down in there for 3 days and I'm just going to mess around, see what happens. And then the moment I stepped foot in there, I knew immediately that I was on a new path.
So what's special about this place is that the sound, once you make it, kind of hangs in the air for how long?
45 seconds.
That's just insane.
Yeah, mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, if you're in a cathedral, you get maybe 6 seconds in a really gigantic one.
That takes you in a very specific direction sonically, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I immediately, when people were telling me how to play down there, I of course, went against the grain. I was like, they were all saying, oh, play really delicately and quietly and, you know, all this stuff. And so instead, I brought my big bass amp down there and I brought, you know, all the loudest instruments I had. And as soon as I started doing that, it just sounded like a bunch of mud. And I went, okay, this, you know, it got distilled down into mm-hmm. being exactly what everyone talked about, just playing my violin one note at a time and letting the notes hang in the air.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny because everyone talks about the effect of that kind of acoustic on the music.
Mm-hmm.
What about the effect of that kind of acoustic on you?
Right.
As a person.
Yeah. I was down there for 3 days, not constantly, mm-hmm, but, mm-hmm. you know, for like 5 or 6 hours straight. And then you'd walk up out of the manhole and you're on the top of a hill in a grassy area and it's completely silent. Like you understand the natural world so much more suddenly. You're like in tune with every single bird chirp and and everything because, and your whole body just feels like landsick.
Well, because so much of our balance is from our ears.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your ears have suddenly been in this incredibly alien environment for a long period of time.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. It's fascinating. And, you know, you could, the exciting thing about composing down there is that, you know, a lot of my music, like things like Eyes,
the song
like
we were hearing a bit of,
exactly,
with David Byrne,
it's very percussive and there's a lot of things going on. But when you're working in a space like that, you're thinking about every single note. You know, you play one note and then you have 45 seconds to think of the next note you're going to play. Mm. And so you play another note maybe 10 seconds later and then you have 35 seconds for those two notes to be together in the air And then you play another note 10 seconds later and still that first note is
still
going,
ringing,
you know, and you're, and so it makes you zoom in on a completely different thought process of making music.
It sounds very zen.
It was very zen.
Yeah.
Very zen.
So Jerick Bischoff, the album is called Cistern. Actually, wasn't one of the tracks recorded in the Cistern or
no, none of
it?
None of them were. The title track was when I went down into the Cistern. I had a guitar and I had my voice and I pressed record and immediately the song Cistern came out of me. And so, yeah, the recording down there is not really possible because of air issues. You can't have more than five people down there at a time, and you have an air monitor, and if the air, the oxygen goes bad, an alarm goes off, and everyone has to rush out. I thought, you know, trying to convince the park to let me bring 15 people down there and possibly killing my ensemble does not sound like a fun idea. I'll just record in a church in Hudson,
New York. There is a limit to what you will do for your art, is what you're telling us. So the album recorded mostly in Hudson, New York, in a church, which has its own nice acoustic.
It did.
And, of course, Irene Trudell behind the console is adding a bit of reverby, churchy sound
to
the proceedings today.
Yes.
I mean, your career has been one of collaboration.
Yes.
The last time you were here playing on Soundcheck in our studio was with Amanda Palmer.
Right. Yeah.
And you and she, you did a whole series of Bowie tributes. You know, there was that record.
Yeah, we just did an EP.
Strung Out in Heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did an EP of that immediately after Bowie passed away. It's just kind of like that hit me and everyone I know so hard. It was. I don't think another artist passing away has hit me that hard. And I was not necessarily the, you know, Bowie's number one fan, but the feeling of that strong of an artist, it just felt like the world had lost something really, really significant that it just hit me really hard.
I wish you could swim like the dolphins. Like dolphins can swim, though nothing will keep us together. We can beat them.
So did you do most of the arrangements, like the strings on Heroes?
Yeah, I did the strings on all the record, and we did it in a very, very quick way. It was, I think we gave ourselves 6 days or something to make the record, and so I had a day to record, to arrange each song. We did five songs. It's been amazing. We've ended up at Radio City Music Hall playing the stuff. We just did Proms at Royal Albert Hall about a month ago, and it's taken on a really lovely life of its own.
Well, there's also the Times Square midnight moment that's going on through the month of August, which I want to ask you about in a couple of minutes. But why don't we hear another? You want to do The Wolf?
Yeah,
next?
Sure. Yeah.
Now you're playing on this one, right?
I am. I'm playing bass.
Okay, so I'll let you strap on the electric bass there.
Great.
And we'll hear once again members of the group Contemporaneous, a string quartet, two violins, viola, cello, with electric bass. The album is called Cistern, and the piece that we'll hear now is called The Wolf. It's another live performance from Jerick Bischoff and friends here in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
Well, a very different mood to that piece. The Wolf. Ominous work from Jarek Bischoff and the String Quartet. Finnegan Shanahan and Josh Henderson on violins. Sarah Haynes, the viola. J.Y. Lee, the cello. They're all members of the new music group Contemporaneous. Playing here with Jarek Bischoff on the electric bass. And that, again, is a song that you'll find on his latest CD called Cistern, inspired by time spent in this underground drinking water cistern, not drinking water, in Port Townsend, Washington. So this album, Cistern, is very different from Composed in a number of ways. You mentioned before Composed is a lot of very, you know, strong rhythms and quick chord changes and things like that.
And a lot of singing.
Yeah. Yeah. But the other thing is Composed was done like one layer, and it was you mixing one layer at a time in the studio.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
here, you had a real, you had the full resources of Contemporaneous. You
yes.
had basically a chamber orchestra
yeah.
at your disposal.
It was wonderful. It was, even though I'm very, very happy with how it, Composed turned out, it does feel very orchestral, but I know that hearing the sound of an actual orchestra or chamber ensemble, it is different. You know?
Well, acousticians will tell you that you can layer three violins one atop the other, but if you have three violins playing at once, it's a different sound.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So I knew that I definitely wanted to have a full ensemble.
Yeah. Well, the record sounds great. Cistern is the name of it. From Jarek Bischoff, I almost can't figure out how you found the time to do this, because it seems like you've been so busy with different projects, your own, working with Amanda. We were talking about the Bowie tribute.
Yeah.
Of course, it wasn't just Bowie who passed this
right.
year. When Prince died,
well. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys...
We did another one.
Purple rain,
yeah, I mean, Prince, I do feel like I was the number one fan of Prince. And so that was one where Amanda and I looked at each other and we're like, we just did the Bowie one. It feels really weird to do the Prince one. But we love Prince.
Yeah.
And we just feel like we should do something. And so we did something. We went, you know what? We're doing this for us.
The song Purple Rain.
Yeah, we did Purple Rain.
You and Amanda better be careful or you will become known as the obituary
band.
I
know. We are not hoping that no one else we absolutely love and adore passes away anytime soon.
Yeah. So tell me about this. I mean, you know, we're just talking about Contemporaneous, you know, working with a real band,
yeah.
getting to work, you know, not having to layer things in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You do then need to scale back for live performance, as you're doing here today.
Sure.
And recently you did this in Times Square.
Yes.
So tell me about that experience and then the kind of continuing Midnight Moment thing that people can still check out.
So making this record, you know, an ambient chamber music record, I had no thought of playing in the middle of Times Square. It was the last thing on my mind. But I had met Sherry from Times Square Alliance at Robert Wilson's Watermill Center when I was
out on Long Island.
Exactly, yeah. When I was doing a residency out there. And she was like, if you ever have anything that's 3 minutes long that you want shown on, you know, 48 screens of Times Square or however many, let me know. And I went, I could probably make a 3 minute version of the 6.5 minute version of the 45 minute version. And then I was like, can we perform? Can we do that? And she was like, no, we can't do that because you're not allowed to make loud sounds in Times Square after 10 p.m., which is absolutely preposterous.
Yeah,
to me.
Real. A completely preposterous
yeah.
idea.
So we were brainstorming and we came up with, what if we played on all electric instruments? So electric violins, electric bass, electric horn, electric percussion, keyboards, all that stuff, ran it through a mixing board, stuck a bunch of reverb on it, and then went, it would go out to 450 sets of wireless headphones. So people that had the headphones on could hear the music. People walking by would hear absolutely nothing and go, what the heck is going on? And that's exactly what happened. And it was the strangest gigs I think I've ever played in my life. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now, so for folks who don't know, the Midnight Moment thing, I mean, yes. Laurie Anderson did one early on in this series.
Bjork and
right.
a bunch of
So every people. Night at midnight in Times Square for 3 minutes,
yes.
all the screens are given over to an artist.
Yeah, every night of the year except for, I think, New Year's.
Mm-hmm. And so all this month it's you.
Yeah. Yeah, this month it's me, which is absolutely wild.
Yeah.
I've seen it, I guess, 5 times now, and every time I see it, I'm just like, how did this happen?
How did this happen?
And it's so weird.
And it is
love
the,
it.
It is the song that you're about to play.
Exactly, yeah.
But we're going to get the full 6.5-minute version.
Yes, you will. Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
And for this, you're back on bass?
Yes, indeed.
All yeah. right. You want to play it for us?
Let's do it.
All right. Cistern is the name of the song, if song is in fact the right noun for this piece of ambient chamber music by Jerick Bischoff, from the album, also called Cistern. Members of Contemporaneous helping out on strings here, and Jerick Bischoff on the electric bass. Here's another live performance on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is really lovely. Jerick Bischoff and the string quartet drawn from the group Contemporaneous playing live here in the studio, and the title track from his latest record called Cistern. So once again, Finnegan Shanahan and Josh Henderson on violins, Sarah Haynes the viola, the cellist J.Y. Lee, and again I feel I should mention Irene Trudell adding all the faux cistern reverb to the live performances here in the studio. So, Jerick, that kind of slow serpentine theme that starts in the cello,
yes.
Is that the thing that came to you in the cistern there in Washington?
Yeah, the cello and the viola parts that just kind of go. I was playing the cello part on the guitar and then singing the viola part. And then, as per usual, I started layering violins and things like that. And, just kind of came out of nowhere, just the very first thing that I started playing.
Out of this remarkable space that you found yourself in.
Exactly.
All right, so Cistern is the name of the album, and a 3-minute video version of the title track is running on all the screens at Times Square through the end of the month, August 31st. It's Times Square's Midnight Moment, and Jerick, it's a great pleasure to have you and the quartet with us here in the studio
always
today.
Always lovely to be here. I love talking to you, so thank you.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. But as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other live performances, videos shot in the studio, our daily gig alerts, our weekly music roundups, and more. Check it out at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.